With Detroit nearby, locomotive union leaders lived in the area, including in the city of Ypsilanti. It was during the 1860s that leaders in Ypsilanti organized large union strikes that started to get a lot of attention. Matt Siegfried is a local historian.
Because those are the first times an industry is connected all over the country. So, you know, if something affects workers in the train stations in Detroit, it will affect that how those trains operate to Chicago that same day. And it's one of the the first industries that was like that, where workers organized over the whole industry because they affected immediately.
Paper mill workers in Ypsilanti also fought for 8-hour workdays during the 1880s. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.